No. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank
Gracias,
you for this,
Señor.
Thank you for this morning, Lord. It
Gracias
soon
por
will
esta
be afternoon.
Mañana.
And thank you for these men.
Gracias por estos
come
hombres.
From so far away, many
que
of them,
de lejos.
Hungry for you.
Tienen un hambre para ti.
Hungry to hear your voice.
Para oír tu voz.
God, I just pray that you use this time.
Señor, pidemos que uses este
for
tiempo
your glory and your honor.
Para tu honra y tu gloria.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want you to know to begin with, I'd like you to know
para empezar, quiero que sepan
that I spent many hours
que he pasado muchas horas
preparing a very nice PowerPoint.
De presentar un PowerPoint.
Went over it many times.
Y lo repasé muchas
veces.
Prepared
all my notes.
Y preparé todos
went
mis
over
notas.
My notes many times.
Y aún repasé todos mis notas.
Before God.
Y aún delante de Dios.
Because John Dean,
porque John Dean
felt, and the brothers confirmed that we were going to speak on hearing the voice of God.
Porque se enfermó John y hablamos y tocante la tema de oír a la voz de Dios.
And yesterday, after I just got finished.
Y ayer cuando apenas había terminado.
And I was all ready to go.
Y estaba listo para irme.
And the Lord said.
Y el Señor me dijo.
No, don't. You're not going to do that.
No, no, no vas a hacer eso.
We're gonna hear from God. We want to hear the voice of God.
Queremos oír de
God,
parte
God
de
wants a minister.
Dios quiere ministrarnos.
I think we've had excellent teaching.
Hemos tenido
excellent teaching
enseñanzas excelentes
about hearing the word of God.
De oír la voz de Dios.
And I believe God wants us to put it in practice.
Y Dios quiere que lo ponemos
together,
en práctica.
Together.
Aún juntos.
Together. Now we know we hear the word of God. I think this was spoken. I think it went in this order.
Y aún escuchamos
really,
la voz
Terry
de Dios y se fue en este orden.
Terry emphasized hearing from God directly,
Terry
mostly,
puso la emphasis en
in our hearts,
a Dios, en nuestros corazones,
by the Holy Spirit.
Por el Espíritu Santo.
You noticed in Bill's teaching,
he talked
a lot about receiving the
de
voice
hermano
of God
Guillermo,
from
de recibirla. La palabra de Dios.
From the word of God.
De las escrituras.
Taking him from scripture to scripture.
Aún llevándolo de escritura a escritura.
And then we heard from Randy.
Y aún oímos del hermano
who
Randy.
Who told us to me something. It's also important.
También es importante.
But how important it is to hear from the church.
Qué tan importante es de oír de la iglesia.
Especially brothers who were in covenant.
Especialmente
relationship
hermanos
with
que están juntos en pacto con nosotros.
And really, I think those three things combined together.
Y esas tres cosas combinadas juntas.
One confirming upon the other.
Una confirmando a la otra.
Always centered, I believe, in the Word of God.
Y centrado en la palabra de Dios.
Always confirmed by the Word of God.
Y aún confirmado
that
por la palabra
always
de Dios.
Has to be the foundation.
Ese tiene que ser el fundamento.
Because we can hear from the Spirit.
Porque podemos oír del Espíritu.
And I know a lot of people who've said they heard from the Spirit.
Y hay mucha gente que dice que he oído del Espíritu.
And didn't really match up with the Word of God.
Y aún no estaba con la palabra de Dios.
And we know that sometimes our dear brothers
aún sabemos que nuestros hermanos
might get a revelation from
aún
us.
Aún pueden recibir una revelación.
And I've had a few people give me some words.
Y tengo varias gentes que van a dar palabras.
That when I took them before God.
Y aún las llevamos delante de Dios.
And I took them before other men of whom I'm in covenant with, like
y
Terry
aún,
and Bill,
y las llevé
John.
A estos hermanos que estoy en pacto con ellos.
They said no.
Dijeron no.
In fact, John Dean always blesses me.
El hermano John Dean siempre me bendice.
Because sometimes, a few times when I've taken things, well, this person said this to me.
Y se lo llevo a él. Y esta persona
and
dijo
a couple
esto.
Times John has said, well, you need to reject that in the name of Jesus. That's,
y el hermano Juan
that's
dice,
from the devil.
Tienes que rechazar eso. Eso es del diablo.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Oh, eso es lo
thank
que pensaba.
Thank you. And so it's real important, those ways we hear from God.
Y es muy importante de cómo oyemos a Dios.
And I believe right now, today,
yo creo que ahorita,
and I want to emphasize three areas,
y quiero enfatizar tres áreas,
where I believe
que yo creo
God wants to speak to us as individuals.
Que Dios quiere hablar a nosotros.
I think he's shown me that it's areas that many of us are struggling with.
Son áreas donde estamos luchando.
And I found that what really sets us free.
Y yo me he dado cuenta de que los que nos puede liberar.
He sent his word and he healed them.
Que envió su palabra y nos sanó.
When he sends his word to us, it heals us.
Y cuando él envía su palabra, nos sana.
It sets us free.
Nos libra.
It strengthens us for
nos
the battle.
Fortalece.
Prepare my hands for war.
Nos prepara nuestras manos para la guerra.
I believe that the way our hands are prepared for war.
Yo creo que Dios prepara nuestras manos para la guerra.
The scripture says that you how does it say that you allow me to bend the bow of the bronze bow, which
que como de doblar el arca.
De bronce.
De bronce.
And I guess I don't know that much. I haven't really researched it.
Yo no lo he hecho tanto estudio
sobre.
But
I imagine that must be a bow that's not too easy to stretch.
Yo creo que es un arca de para la flecha que es difícil para estrechar.
And I believe some of us.
Que yo creo que hay unos de aquí.
Because of even the prophetic word that's come forth.
Por la palabra profética.
Are facing tremendous challenges.
Que están confrontando grandes desafíos.
Really, many of them are opportunities.
Y en realidad son oportunidades.
That God would prepare our hands.
Que Dios prepara nuestras manos para la guerra.
So that we can stretch that bow.
Para que podemos estrechar ese arco.
And really walk into our destiny.
Y aún andar en nuestro destino.
Yeah, but we need strength from God. We need to hear from God.
Pero tenemos que oír de Dios.
We need to receive that healing.
Necesitamos que recibir esa
that
sanidad.
That strengthening.
Esa fortaleza.
And that vision.
Y esa visión.
You know, where there's no vision.
Donde no hay visión.
The people cast off restraint.
Donde no hay profecía, el pueblo queda desenfrenado.
Exactly. And I think that's the best translation of that.
Esa es la mejor traducción.
People cast off restraint.
Que quedemos desenfrenados.
And I believe that Terry talked about that.
Y aún yo creo que el hermano Terry habló sobre eso.
When he talked about those distractions.
Y habló de esas distracciones.
And I believe we really need to hear from God.
Y tenemos que de veras oír de Dios.
Really receive that vision that God has for us corporately.
Y Dios nos habla corporalmente.
And what he has for us individually.
Y aún lo que tiene
individualmente. And I believe that hearing from God.
Ese oír de Dios.
Is really what gives us the power.
Y eso es lo que nos da el poder.
To not cast off restraint.
Para no quedar desenfrenados.
But to allow the love of God.
A permitir el amor de Dios.
And the vision of God.
Y la visión de Dios.
And the voice of God.
Y la voz de Dios.
To direct us.
Para que nos dirija.
And I want to hit three specific areas.
Quiero darle tres áreas específicas.
This morning. And I'd like us, as we move into times of hearing God's voice, I really believe that God wants us to move together.
Cuando nos movemos a oír a la voz de Dios, quiero movernos juntos.
I believe God wants to speak to many of us individually.
Que yo creo que Dios nos quiere hablar a cada uno de nosotros individualmente.
He wants to speak into hearts this morning.
Y Dios quiere hablar el corazón esta mañana.
As I said, to bring healing.
Para traer sanidad.
To bring vision.
Para traer visión.
To bring strengthening.
Y para traer fortaleza.
But I believe God wants to use us.
Pero yo creo que Dios nos quiere usar.
By His word.
Por medio de su palabra.
And by His spirit.
Y por medio del Espíritu Santo.
To also speak to one another.
Para hablarnos unos a otros.
I believe it's important for us to hear.
Yo creo que es importante para oír eso.
Hear the voice of God.
De oír la voz de Dios.
From our covenant brothers.
Por medio de nuestros hermanos en pacto.
From the church.
De la iglesia.
So I just ask you. And I'm
going to
ask the Lord
les pregunto,
now,
le pedido a Dios,
that He, that Lord, please just prepare our hearts, Father.
Por favor, Señor, prepara nuestro corazón.
To hear from you.
De oír de ti.
And also to hear from you for one another.
Para oír de Dios para uno el otro.
God, that you'd move mightily.
De que te pueda mover poderosamente, Señor.
I believe that the first area that God wants to deal with.
Yo creo que la primera área donde Dios quiere tratar con nosotros.
Is just really a feeling of inadequacy.
Aún un sentir que no nos estemos dignos y how do you say inadecuados, yeah.
And just feeling of maybe rejection.
Un sentir de rechazo.
Or abandonment.
O abandonamiento.
I think many of us in ministry.
Yo creo que muchos de nosotros en el ministerio.
In one way or the other.
En una manera u otra.
Feel that.
Sentimos eso.
I think a lot of times it comes because we have father wounds.
Muchas veces porque tenemos heridas de padres.
I really had a great father.
Yo tenía un buen padre.
He was a good man.
Era un buen hombre.
And he really had a lot of love for his children.
Y tenía mucho amor para sus hijos.
And he worked hard. He worked hard.
Y trabajaba.
And he didn't really have any major
vicios.
I was trying to think of the English word.
No tenía grandes vicios.
Didn't have a lot of addictions. alcohol or
no tenía,
you know,
el vicio
women.
De alcohol,
he was just
de
a real family man.
No tenía.
But one thing that really affected me, and it affected
una cosa
me,
que me afectó a mí,
in the ministry.
En el ministerio.
It even affects me to today.
Y aún me afecta
although
aún
I've been healed and touched by God.
Y pero he sido sanado por Dios.
And God has spoken to me in many
y me
areas.
Ha hablado Dios a mí.
But even as I was a B student, B plus student.
Era un buen estudiante.
Till I got saved.
Hasta cuando Dios me salvó.
Then I became an A student.
Y aún fui un muy excelente estudiante.
Incredible.
Increíble.
But when I was a B student.
Era un hombre, era mediocre.
And in eighth grade.
Y aún en el grado ocho.
I was this big.
Yeah.
I wasn't this big.
Yeah, no.
But I was this
pero
big.
Pero era alto, pero no tanto así.
Yeah. So you can imagine how what kind of athlete I was yeah. in every sport.
Yeah, era un
but when I'd play baseball,
cuando jugué el juego de baseball
and I'd hit a couple home runs,
y ahí di unas cuantas home runs,
and then I'd strike out maybe once.
Y aún, era strike out
and when I got home,
y cuando llegaba a la casa,
my dad always wanted to talk about why I struck out.
Y mi papá siempre quiere hablar por qué hiciste el strikeout.
If I'd get all like D's and B pluses and one C,
y como de buenos grados,
mostly I got the C in conduct.
Y en conducta siempre el grado más bajo.
He would always talk about where I could, you know, the B's should be A's.
Yeah, y siempre hablaba que la B debe ser A,
y
que la C debe ser B.
I never was congratulated.
Nunca me apoyó en eso.
And that was how I related to God.
Y muchas veces era la manera que yo relataba a Dios.
Felt like I really could never measure up.
Era como que nunca podía llegar a la meta.
And I think a lot of us feel that way.
Y yo creo que muchos sentimos de esa manera.
And even if we had a father who maybe encouraged us,
y aunque teníamos un padre que nos animaba,
probably because of competition, like Terry was talking about,
y quizás por problemas de competencia,
and numbers,
y números,
and the ministry just isn't.
Y el ministerio no está prosperando como pensamos.
We take that all on ourselves,
y aún llevamos eso,
and we figure it's because of our inadequacy.
Porque creemos que nos no estamos adecuado.
And I think we also struggle with, and I think that's why Terry was talking about, look, I'm not preaching legalism.
Y por eso que Terry, el hermano Terry, no estoy predicando legalismo.
Because with all the things that are happening and all
con
the distractions.
Todas las cosas que están pasando y distracciones.
And all the contamination that's
y
in the
la
world.
Contaminación que hay.
From devices and everything
que,
else.
Con los, las máquinas y computadoras.
If all of us can stand here and say, well, I don't feel any guilt or any shame about any of that.
Y hay unos que dicen, yo no siento condenación con todas esas cosas.
Guilt.
Culpabilidad.
Then I think we're kind of lying to ourselves.
Yo creo que estamos echando mentira a unos
mismos. But there's no condemnation in Jesus
Christ.
Pero no
hay condenación en Cristo Jesús.
As a loving father,
como un padre que ama.
He doesn't, when he sees those kind of things in our
cuando
life,
él mira esas cosas en
and he
vida,
talks to us about those kind
y nos
of
habla
things,
tocante esas
I
cosas.
Don't believe that he wants us to come to the conclusion like
él quiere, yo no creo que él quiere, viene a la conclusión
and
que,
that's why
y por eso,
hey, your ministry isn't going anywhere.
Por eso tu ministerio no está progresando
if
como
you
debe.
Were a bit holier
y si fueras más santo,
and a bit more righteous
y aún más justo,
all this great stuff would be happening.
Oh, estas grandes cosas sucedieron.
But because
pero por qué,
of that movie, that channel you stayed
película,
on just a little bit too long.
Y la miraste por muy largo tiempo.
Well, there's your answer. That's
ahí
why things
tu,
aren't happening.
Ahí está tu respuesta.
As John Dean would say,
como John Dean
that's a lie from the devil.
Es una mentira del invierno.
And I think
mentira
we need
del diablo.
And I think we need to really hear the Lord's voice.
Y yo creo que necesitamos que oír la
and
voz
what
de
he
Dios.
Would say to us
y aún lo que quiere
about
decir
how
a nosotros.
He sees us.
Y cómo él nos ve.
About how who we are for him.
Y quién somos para él.
And you know, one of the most beautiful things that have happened in my life.
Una de las cosas más hermosas que ha sucedido en mi vida.
Like I said, because of my father, I really.
Y porque por mi padre, una de las cosas que ha sucedido.
I really suffer in feeling inadequate.
Yo sufro en eso en tiempos.
But something that's happened as the Lord's led me out and I've gone to Italy and been able to go to Mexico
que yo ha salido
and Cuba
a Italia,
and
Mexico,
Spain and different,
y en España,
different countries.
En diferentes
it's been marvelous
lugares.
Over the last 5 or 6 years.
Ha sido algo grande,
one of the things that the Lord has done which he did for me today.
It's
kind of amazing thing. Before I went to the mission field,
antes que yo fuera a la obra,
I live in a small town of 3,000.
Yo vivía en un pueblito de 3,000.
But some retired missionaries who'd spent their whole lives in Ecuador.
Pero unos misioneros que
26 years in Ecuador.
Que estuvieron 26 años en la obra misionera en Ecuador.
They retired in our hometown.
Y aún se retiraron allí en mi pueblo.
And they they told me the story of when they were in Ecuador missionaries got killed in the jungle,
the tip of the spear.
And they said the missionary community got together at what we call the eyebrow of the jungle, ceja de selva.
Ahí en la selva.
In la ceja de selva.
En la ceja de
just in the mountains looking over the whole Amazon.
Ahí donde, en las montañas, mirando todo.
And they were having the memorial service.
Y estaban teniendo un servicio memorial.
And they were singing How Great Thou Art.
Y estaban cantando Cuál Grande Ser.
And the part that talks about I see you in the wonders and the
y la parte donde dice te puedo mirar en los
the lightning.
En el relámpago.
Said this huge storm came in.
Y se vino una tormenta.
And just rained over the jungle.
Y comenzó a llover sobre las,
where
la,
those missionaries
la selva,
were killed.
Cuando esos misioneros fueron
and
matados.
It was a great story.
Era una gran historia.
And it really motivated me,
me motivó
to go to Ecuador.
Para ir a Ecuador.
And be a missionary in Ecuador.
Y hacer un misionero en Ecuador.
And serve the Lord there.
Y aún servir a Dios allí.
And so, How Great Thou Art.
Y aún, cuál grande es él.
Is my song.
Es mi canto.
And I've it's an incredible thing.
Es una cosa increíble.
I think the first time I went to River of God.
La primera vez que fui al río de Dios.
The first time I shared in New York.
Y aún la primera vez que
one of the first times I shared a Bridge of Life.
El Bridge of Life.
First time I went to Italy. And Cuba.
Y aún en Cuba.
And for some reason.
Y por una razón.
They all say, How great thou art.
Y están cantando, ¿cuál grande es él?
And my father tells me,
y mi padre me dice,
you are my beloved son.
Y tú eres mi hijo amado.
In whom I'm well pleased.
Y aún estoy bien contento.
I'm with you.
Yo estoy contigo.
I'm for you.
Yo estoy a tu favor.
And I'm not telling you that story other than to say,
no estoy diciendo esta historia no solamente
God
para
wants us to do things that wants us in way over our heads.
Yeah, Dios quiere que podemos hacer cosas más allá de
He's
nuestra cabeza.
He's wanting to prepare our hands for war.
Quiere preparar nuestras manos a
and
la
he
guerra.
He wants to heal us from all feelings of inadequacy.
Que nos quiere sanar de toda elocuencia y
and all condemnation.
Y toda condenación.
And he wants to tell us how much he loves us.
Y nos quiere decir qué tanto
and how
nos
much
ama.
He's with us.
Y que está con nosotros.
And how the marvelous, wonderful things.
Y las cosas maravillosas.
That we can bend that.
Y podemos
that
estrechar
bow of
y aún esa arco.
There's a story. There's a song that they were singing. We sing. I don't know. It's I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. You know that song?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo cantamos en español. En realidad era cantando en español cuando sí. Podemos. Yeah. No recuerdo, pero pasar por la tropa y escalar los muros. Uh-huh. Pero es en español, en realidad. Pero ya yendo de uno a otro me confunda. Pero en realidad era en español. It was in Spanish that I heard the song.
Era en español que oí el canto.
When I was singing in Ecuador.
Y cuando estaba cantando en Ecuador.
And the Lord said.
Y el Señor me dijo.
You know what you're singing?
¿Sabes lo que estás cantando?
You know, because you're just singing, I can run through a troop and leap over.
Que puedo correr enfrente de una tropa.
But the Lord gave me a vision.
Pero Dios me dio una visión.
Of when they sang that in Psalms.
Cuando la cantaron en los salmos.
And they were talking about really running through a troop.
Que realmente estaban corriendo enfrente
de
una tropeta, de una tropa de hombres.
And big walls.
Y aún muros
where
grandes.
People were going to throw rocks down on them.
Y la gente
and
iba
oil
a tirar piedras y aún aceite caliente.
And they were saying, I can run through a troop and I can leap over
yo puedo,
a wall.
Yo puedo correr a la tropa esa y puedo quebrar esas muros.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's for each one of us. That's what the Lord wants us to speak.
Eso es lo que Dios quiere para cada
but
uno
I'm going
to
ask Pete to come up and play.
Voy a pedir a Pedro.
And I believe that during the next half hour that we have, I believe the Lord wants to minister us. I just want us to go before the Lord.
Quiero que vamos delante de Dios.
And allow God to speak into our hearts.
Y de permitir que Dios nos hable a nuestro corazón.
Maybe give us words for one another.
Danos que quizás Dios nos quiere dar palabra
words
uno al
of
otro.
Encouragement.
Palabras de ánimo.
Ones that will help us realize.
Para unas para que nosotros podamos realizar
who we are.
Quién somos.
In God.
En Dios.
How the Lord looks at us.
Cómo Dios nos ve.
How He sees us.
Cómo Dios nos ve.
To just heal.
Para que Él pueda sanar.
Give courage.
Dar ánimo.
And encourage.
Y aún un desafío, un ánimo grande.
You know, for my life, one of the most powerful times.
En mi vida, un sentir más poderoso en mi vida.
Was when I was in the presence of God.
Cuando yo estaba en la presencia de Dios.
And He literally said to me.
Y aún literalmente me dijo.
I heard His voice.
Que oí yo su voz.
Say to me.
Que me estaba diciendo.
You are my beloved son.
Tú eres mi amado hijo.
In who I am well pleased.
En el cual estoy agradecido.
That simple word.
Es una palabra simple.
Changed my life.
Para mí. Amen.
Let's go before God.
Vamos adelante de Dios.
Habla en nuestros corazones, Señor. Ministranos, Señor.
Habla en nuestros corazones.
Sana, Señor.
Libre.
Libera, Señor. Habla identidad, Señor, como hijos. Como tus preciosos hijos, habla identidad, Señor, a corazones. Encourage you if you want, but now I'd like to just maybe share some things the Lord showed you for yourself.
Amen. Yo quiero animarles y,
or for someone else.
Si Dios te ha enseñado algo para ti mismo o para
word.
Alguien, si Dios te ha dado una palabra profética,
let the Lord use you now.
Deja que Dios te use en este momento.
Even in sharing what He said to you.
Comparte lo que Dios te ha enseñado.
Many times as ministers,
creo que muchas veces como ministros,
we're always looking for something.
Estamos buscando algo.
Bigger and better.
Más grande, mejor.
And we miss what's around us.
Y perdimos lo que está en nuestro alrededor.
And we need to listen.
Necesitamos, debemos escuchar.
And we need to look around us.
Y mirar a nuestro alrededor.
I was struggling with this a couple of weeks ago.
Estaba luchando con eso hace dos semanas.
And the Lord spoke to me.
Y el Señor me habló.
And he spoke the same thing to me just a moment ago.
Y él me habló la misma cosa hace un momento.
He said, if you're too big for a little place,
si estás demasiado grande por un lugar pequeño,
then you're probably too little for a big place.
Entonces estás demasiado pequeño por un lugar grande.
Do what you find your hands to do.
Entonces haga lo que está delante de ti. Amén. Amén. Buena palabra. Gracias.
Jesse, just want to let you know, Jess, that
quiero que sepas
que
Jesse,
por ser ese, for to be that faithful companion,
que ser este compañero fiel,
that in my greatest need,
in mis necesidades más grandes,
when I was down and out,
cuando yo estaba fuera y cansado,
and I couldn't hear God,
y no podía escuchar Dios,
you were there, brother.
Tú estabas ahí.
In your silence,
en tu silencio,
God spoke to me.
Dios habló conmigo.
And I appreciate that.
Y aprecio eso.
Thank you, Jess.
Thank you. Gracias, Jess. Amén. 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 Tengo una palabra para este hermano aquí. Para ti. Creo que en esta mañana,
and this morning,
Señor quiere que sepas,
God wants you to know,
que su mano está sobre ti,
that his hand is over you.
Recién has sentido muy golpeado.
Maybe you felt like a lot of hurts.
Has sentido un poco de desánimo, ha querido venir sobre ti.
And there's maybe some discouragement has come up.
Pero has mantenido fuerte.
But you have maintained yourself strong.
Pero el Señor quiere decir,
but God wants to say
que él está usando estos ataques,
that God is using even these
para
attacks
preparar tus manos para la guerra,
to prepare your hands for war,
y para todo el destino que él tiene por delante,
for the destiny that God has for you.
Mantente fuerte, dice mi hijo.
Maintain yourself strong in the Lord,
porque estoy contigo.
Because I am with you.
Y estoy llevándote paso a paso.
I'm taking you step by step.
Por todo que tengo para ti.
For everything that I have for you.
Amen.
Amen. This is for Chewy.
Para Chewy.
I'm hearing that the waters run deep with you.
Es, las aguas son profundas contigo.
I get this picture.
Tengo un cuadro.
That when you wake up in the morning,
cuando levantas en la mañana,
there's this immediate groaning and crying out for God.
Hay este gemidos para el Señor.
For more.
Gemiendo para más.
And that groaning and that yearning and that crying out,
y este clamor para el Señor,
is with you all day long.
Está contigo todo el día.
As you go to work,
mientras que va al trabajo,
and all the other affairs of life,
y todos los otros asuntos
family,
de vida, familia,
and then when you hit bed that night,
y cuando vas a la cama en la noche,
that yearning and that groaning for God and for more,
este clamor a Dios para más,
is still there.
Todavía está ahí.
And in the last part of Hebrews 11,
en la última parte de Hebreos 11,
it talks about those that were wandering about in sheepskins and goatskins.
Habla de los que están yendo por ahí por allá en piel de cabra y oveja.
And I just feel like you feel like that sometimes.
Y a veces tú sientes así.
That while that's not literally true,
aunque no es literalmente verdadero,
you feel like you're walking in so much less than what's really inside of you.
Sientes que estás caminando en tan poco de lo que está dentro de ti.
But also at the end of those verses, it says,
pero también al fin de estos versículos dice,
referring to those who are wandering about in sheepskins and goatskins,
refiriendo a ellos que están ya destituidos,
that the world was not worthy.
Que el mundo no estaba digno.
And I'm just hearing the Lord pouring out his heart to you.
Escucho al Señor abriendo su corazón hacia ti.
That the world is not worthy,
que el mundo no está digno,
of what he has put in you,
de lo que él ha puesto en ti, lo que él está haciendo en ti,
and your response to him,
y tu respuesta a él, respuesta a él.
And so there is no comparison,
entonces no hay comparación,
between you and anyone else,
entre tú y otra persona,
because God has uniquely fashioned you,
porque Dios te ha formado únicamente,
called you and purposed you,
y te ha llamado y te ha dado un propósito,
for where you are,
por donde estás,
and what you're doing,
y lo que estás haciendo,
and you can trust him,
y puede confiar en él,
that he will bring you,
que él va a llevarte,
to wherever you need to be,
a donde debes estar,
and bring to you,
y darte a ti,
whoever and whatever,
quien y qué. Amén. Señor, pido, Señor, que sigues afirmando, confirmando, trayendo sanidad.
Amen.
Lord, I just pray that you would just continue to speak into our identity, Lord.
Well, the
God can continue healing, restoring, affirming, confirming, Lord, who we are in you, Lord, our calling.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for these men.
Doy gracias por estos hombres.
Thank you for who they are in you.
Doy gracias, Señor, por quién son ellos.
Take authority in your name.
Tomar autoridad en el
nombre. Over every lying spirit.
Sobre todo espíritu
bring
mentiroso.
Bring condemnation.
Que trae condenación.
It would cause them to feel inadequate.
Que aún se hace sentir que no están adecuados.
I pray in this morning, Father.
Yo oro en esta mañana.
By your word.
Que por tu palabra.
By your Holy Spirit.
Por tu Espíritu Santo.
You bring identity.
Que tú traes una identidad.
Spiritual identity.
Una identidad espiritual.
And healing.
Y aún sanidad.
Heal those father wounds, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Help us to hear you as our Father.
Deja oírte a ti como nuestro Padre.
Recognize a beautiful difference.
Que aún podemos reconocer la diferencia.
Who you are.
De quién eres.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe there's a second area that the Lord wants to touch this morning.
Yo siento que hay una segunda área donde Dios quiere tocar.
And it's similar.
Y aún es similar.
But I believe that many of us,
yo creo
of you,
que muchos de nosotros,
many of us, and I think that goes with the prophetic word as well.
Y eso va con la palabra profética.
Are facing big challenges.
Que están mirando grandes
some
desafíos.
Some of those giants.
A uno de esos gigantes.
Some of those walls.
A uno de esos muros.
And I believe that if even we feel called and ready,
y aunque sentimos llamados y estamos listos,
I think some of the things that God is placing in our hearts,
y yo creo que las cosas que Dios está poniendo en nuestros corazones,
are really huge.
Son grandes.
It's great things of destiny.
Son grandes cosas de destino.
Really, time of expansion.
Es tiempo de expansar.
Time to take on great challenges.
De tomar grandes desafíos.
And some of those challenges may even be in your health.
Que y algunos esos desafíos quizás es en tu salud.
Maybe some of those challenges may be in your own personal finances.
Y aún quizás están en tus finanzas personales.
Or in the finances of the church.
Aún las finanzas de la iglesia.
Maybe some of the things that God's saying this church is called to do this, and you're called to do this.
Y Dios está diciendo esta iglesia es llamada a hacer esto.
And you've heard that word. But the devil's there saying,
pero el diablo está ahí para decirte,
you don't have the money to do that.
No tienes las finanzas para hacerlo.
Yeah, you know, who do you think you are?
¿Quién crees que tú eres?
And you know, that goes back to inadequacy, but I
eso
wanna,
va at this, a ser, at, no ser adecuados.
At this time, I believe God wants to talk to us really
yo creo que about
the miracles that he wants to do.
Dios nos quiere hablar tocante los milagros que
because
quiere hacer en nuestras
God
vidas.
Is calling us to, like Bill said, be natural but be supernaturally.
Creo que como dice el hermano Bill, de ser naturales pero sobrenaturales.
And I think that goes with what everything that's been said so far.
Yo creo que todo eso va con todo lo que se ha
dicho hoy. Because once again, because of the distractions.
Porque una vez más por las distracciones.
And again, because of sometimes we're not really focused.
Porque
we're focused so much on doing and what's going on and all the noise.
Enfocados y estamos enfocados nomás en hacer.
And the busyness.
Y aún estar ocupados.
And I think Bill said it, but Terry said it too. You know,
Bill dijo, y aún Terry también.
Bill said it in a funny way that we're. Busy doing. Yeah. Busy trying
estamos
to find something to be busy about. You know?
Haciendo nada.
But I believe God wants us to be busy.
Yo creo que Dios quiere que estemos
hearing
ocupados.
His voice.
Escuchando su voz.
For the great things that he wants.
Para las grandes cosas que él quiere en nuestras vidas.
The scripture. I believe it's in.
La escritura está.
I'm going to say it's in Daniel.
Pienso que está en Daniel.
It says, "Those who know their God."
Los que conocen su Dios.
Will do great things.
Harán grandes
cosas. The people who know their God.
La gente que conoce su Dios.
Will do great things.
Van a hacer grandes cosas.
In Spanish it says hazañas. I like that.
¿Cómo?
Hazañas.
Hazañas.
Yeah.
Grandes hazañas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's no word for that in English.
Right.
It's really good in Spanish.
Amen. Amen.
And I believe that he, knowing our God.
Hazañas. Hazañas, ¿verdad?
Yeah, hazañas.
Hazañas.
I believe that knowing our God. I believe that knowing our God.
Yo creo que conociendo nuestro Dios.
Is hearing his voice.
Es oír su voz.
So we can hear some of those hazañas he wants us to do.
So that we can, para que nosotros podamos oír esas yeah. grandes cosas.
In my life it's happened over and over again.
En mi vida ha pasado.
It started with God just saying, putting in my heart the desire to be a missionary.
Comenzó con nomás cuando Dios me dijo ser un misionero.
And I figured,
yo figuré.
Everybody wants to be a missionary.
Todo el mundo quiere ser misionero.
I mean, who doesn't want to? What Christian wouldn't want to be a missionary?
¿Cuál cristiano no quiere ser misionero?
But I can't. I'm not going to be a missionary.
Yo no voy a ser misionero.
God said, yeah.
Y dijo, Dios dijo sí.
And all of a sudden, you know, when I ask people, and they say, you would do that? Christians,
Cristiano me dijo,
some pastors,
¿tú hicieras eso?
They said, you would do that?
Pastores me dijeron, ¿tú vas a hacer eso?
Well, yeah.
Y yo les dije, yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe I got a calling. If everybody didn't want to do it, then I guess that's what God's putting in my heart.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet
yo estoy
that God has put certain things in each one of your hearts
que Dios ha puesto algo
en that sus are kind of crazy.
Que quizás puede ser locura.
That are beyond
que es más allá.
What you can do in your own capacity.
Que lo que tú puedes hacer en tu capacidad.
And again, that could even be in your own health.
Que puede ser en tu salud.
You know, I wanted to die
yo
before
morirme.
I was saved, and I was doing drugs.
Yo quería morir
since Terry mentioned that I did prepare this PowerPoint
salvación.
For you.
Y yo quiero enseñar este PowerPoint de ustedes.
Yes, man.
Very
Pero young, very young
que,
Charles Manson.
Yeah. ¿Qué dice?
So when somebody like that walks into your church,
cuando alguien así entra a tu iglesia,
love them.
Ámalo.
It might end up being a missionary to Ecuador.
A lo mejor va a ser un misionero a Ecuador.
You never know.
Nunca sabes.
But I lost my train of thought. But I'm kind of shocked that I used to look like that myself. But God wants to tell us
Dios nos
things
decir
that are way beyond our capacity.
Que son mucho más allá de nuestra capacidad.
I remember one of the first times when I was pastoring a small church in a town of 3,000.
Yo me acuerdo cuando estaba pastoreando una iglesia pequeña.
A church of about 20.
Una iglesia como de 20.
And
are you sure it's not my church? No.
Yeah. And I had a little home group with about 20 people in it.
Y un grupo de hogar.
And some prophets came through town.
Y unos profetas llegaron
and
ahí.
And they started prophesying over people.
Y comenzaron a
kind of nice, cute things.
Sobre la gente
and they came to me.
Y aún me acercaron
and they
a mí.
Said, you're going to go to nations.
Y tú usted va a ir a las naciones.
You're going to go to cities.
Y vas a ir a las ciudades.
You're going to bring transformation to nations and cities.
Transformación a las naciones.
And your full-time staff is going to be bigger than, way bigger than this whole home group.
Vas a tener gente que te va a ayudar.
And everybody laughed.
Y todo el mundo se rió.
I talked to my brother about that recently.
Yo estuve hablando con
and
mi
he said, well, we
eso.
Were laughing because you didn't estaban, believe in full-time staff. And one time I was talking with my brother.
With
my daughter sitting there.
Y mi hija estaba
and
ahí.
I don't have a degree.
No tengo un grado
in
de
Bible.
Colegio.
I don't have a pedigree
no
like,
al seminario, nada.
Like Bill has.
Como el hermano
coming
Bill.
From a great family of amazing
yeah, que viene ministers. De una gran familia de ministros
and I don't have any experience.
Teólogos.
And I was sitting there with my daughter in that small town in North Carolina, and I said,
Norte,
yeah, Colorina, you know, we're
hija.
A small church,
y una iglesia pequeña.
We're not going anywhere,
no estamos yendo a un lugar.
Yeah, and my brother said, yeah, we don't even have a real pastor.
Yeah, no tenemos ni un pastor real.
He was kidding, and my little daughter there, who was about nine years old, my little daughter who was sitting at the table, was 9 years old, was listening to everything. She said, well, we have a pastor who tries to be real.
Pero tenemos un pastor que quiere ser real.
But I believe that God wants to speak into our hearts.
Yo creo que Dios quiere hablar
I think
de
he wants to tell us about those challenges.
Dios nos quiere hablar de esos desafíos.
And now I remember what I was going to say.
Ahora ya me recordé lo que iba a decir.
When I look like this,
cuando yo me miraba,
and
yo así,
I was doing all kinds of drugs.
Y estaba involucrado en la droga.
I really figured I would make it to about 26.
Yo que pensaba que nomás iba a durar los
26
años. Y eso era suficiente.
And you know, I'm facing some challenges in my health.
Y estoy, hay unos desafíos en mi salud.
But recently God spoke to me.
Pero
when
recientemente
I was praying
Dios
to him.
Me ha hablado cuando
and
estaba
I said,
orando.
Thank you, Lord. I only wanted to live till 26. And I made it quite a bit further than that.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, I'm going to give you at least three times that.
Yeah, te voy a dar tres veces más de eso.
And I thought, whoa, how old is that? Well, it's 78. That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's
I'll
69.
Take that. I'll take that. That's okay.
Amen.
That's
eso
okay.
Está bueno.
But I think we need to hear God sometimes speak into our health.
Yeah, yo creo que necesitamos que oír que Dios hable a nuestra salud.
Speak into some of the great challenges he's called us to do.
Que Dios nos hable a los grandes desafíos que están en nuestra vida.
I think we're called to do great things.
Yo pienso que estamos ya, somos God llevados wants, a hacer grandes cosas.
God told me to, he told me, you're doing pretty good at believing me for good things.
Estás creyendo por buenas cosas.
But I want you to believe me for great
pero
things.
Pero yo te quiero que tú creas por grandes cosas.
But we need to hear God's voice.
Tenemos que oír la voz
and
de
I
Dios.
Just once again want to take some time before God.
Quiero tomar un tiempecito delante de Dios.
For us to hear God.
Para oír a Dios.
Amen. I believe God wants a speak into your life again and refresh.
Amen.
Maybe some things that he spoke to you
before.
Maybe he wants to tell you something new.
A lo mejor Dios te quiere de dar algo nuevo.
This is a vision that we got several times.
Esta es una visión que hemos recibido varias veces.
People from different streams came to Cuenca.
Muchos de diferentes manantiales.
And they said over and over again, we see lights. I see lights
yo, miramos luces
coming out from Cuenca
continentes.
And going to different parts of the world.
Y yendo a diferentes partes del mundo.
And that was 30 years ago.
Y eso era 30 años atrás.
And really, our church didn't grow for like the first 10 years.
Nuestra iglesia no creció por los primeros 10 años.
And really, the revival started after 15 years.
Y el avivamiento empezó después de 15 años.
But really, after about 12 years ago.
Pero en realidad, hace como 12 años atrás.
God took me to Psalms.
Dios me llevó a los salmos.
And he said, ask of me.
Y me preguntó, pide de
he
mí.
He spoke. And he said, ask of me.
Él me habló y me dijo, pide de mí.
And I will give you the nations.
Y yo te daré las naciones.
And, you know, it's like, really?
Dije yo, en realidad.
Really want me to ask you?
Y quiere que te pregunte
that's
eso?
That's what you want to do?
Que te pida eso? ¿Eso es lo que quieres hacer?
And he said, yes.
Y dijo el Señor, sí.
And it's happening.
Y está sucediendo.
We just sent our first missionary from Ecuador to Italy.
Hemos enviado a nuestro primer misionero a Italia.
And when he went to the Italian embassy in Ecuador,
la embajada en Ecuador,
to get a missionary visa,
para que tomara su visa,
they had no idea how to do one.
Y no tenían ni una idea cómo hacer una.
Because they'd never sent a missionary from Ecuador.
Porque nunca han enviado un misionero de Ecuador
to Italy.
Para Italia.
In fact, they were going, "What on earth are you going to Italy for?"
¿Qué en realidad estás haciendo?
Because God has given us the nations as a
Porque Dios nos ha dado las naciones.
And that's way beyond any capacity or ability.
Amen.
But I know.
Yeah, yo sé.
I'm convinced this morning.
Yo estoy convencido that
God
esta
has us take this time.
Que tomar este tiempo.
So that you, each one of us.
Para que cada uno de ustedes.
Because we're living in a great time.
Estamos viviendo en un tiempo glorioso.
And he's and you are great men.
Y ustedes son grandes hombres de Dios.
God wants to use in a great way.
Que Dios quiere usar en una gran manera.
So let's hear from him.
So vamos a oír de él.
Thank you, Lord.
I had a word for Nieves. Nieves, there's no coincidence that you're here. And I believe that God is strengthening your hands to do warfare. And you're not going to do it alone.
Nieves, el Señor está adiestrando sus manos para la guerra. Y no va a hacerlo solo.
And God has given you
Dios te ha dado
a faithful companion.
Un compañero fiel.
And his name is Daniel.
Y su nombre es Daniel.
Stick to him, bro.
Mantente cerca de él.
Porque Dios te está fortaleciendo.
No, because God is strengthening you.
And he's giving you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Daniel, Lord. Lord, we pray for Daniel, Lord. We extend our hands towards Daniel. God, we extend your grace. Thank you, Lord. Speak into his heart, Father.
Shifting and realignment. The Spirit of God is doing a new thing with some of you, not all of you, but the word of the Lord I hear in my spirit is shifting. This is a season of shifting and a season of realignment.
Amen.
So I don't know how to interpret that. The Holy Spirit will show you how that applies to your individual lives and ministries. Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to declare and decree this right now, Father.
Yes, Lord.
I just declare and decree, shift in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Shift in the atmosphere, yes, in Jesus' name. Realignment, reassignment in Jesus' name. Shift in Jesus' name. Also, I want to sense in my spirit to tell you the Lord is going to be faithful to you. And the Lord says that we have not seen anything yet. Amen. And he knows you. He knows where you're at. And he's going to bring you to where you need to be. Amen.
¿Quiere que yo?
Yeah.
¿Escuchas? Que el Señor dice que no hemos visto nada todavía. Que Dios está preparándonos y tenemos que entrar en lo que Dios está llamando. Y el otro tampoco traducimos, ¿no?
Yeah.
Que es una cosa de cambio y de alineamiento. Y que Dios está trayendo cambios, grandes cambios. Y cambios a veces son incómodos. Pero tenemos que preparar, Dios está preparando corazones para los cambios, para alinearnos. Y creo que parte de este alineamiento es de estar juntos. Como nos compartió Randy, creo que una de las cosas más poderosas de mi vida ha sido de ser alineado con él, alineado con este grupo. Eso ha cambiado mi ministerio. Yo no creo que hubiera salido de Cuenca, no hubiera ido a ningún lado, no hemos logrado mucho, si no fuera por estar con compañeros de pacto, de escuchar la voz de Dios a través de ellos, de ser afirmado y confirmado en cosas, porque me tomó 5 años para encontrar este grupo. 5 años de búsqueda. Pero sabía que encontré familia, que encontré personas de pacto. Y esa es parte de los cambios y de alineamiento que el Señor está haciendo en muchas vidas para que pueda escuchar la voz de Dios, para que pueda entrar en las cosas grandes. Creo que eso es lo que el último profecía que tampoco.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, as the brother was speaking, I saw two hands coming over you.
Yeah, yeah. Mientras que estaba hablando, vi dos manos venir sobre ti.
And those two hands, one on each side,
uno en cada lado,
were lining you up exactly what the
estaba alineándote como estaba diciendo el hermano.
And he's fixing to launch you.
Y está preparando de
lanzarte. Into areas you thought you could never go.
En lugares donde no pensaste que ibas a ir. Y yo afirmo esta palabra porque yo recibí algo muy parecido para ti. Y iba justo decir.
But for all of us, brother, for my heart,
por todos nosotros, Señor,
what I saw,
por, hermanos, through all mi corazón, para todos nosotros.
God always gives me a word or
Dios
a
piece of something palabra, that I can see.
And I kept seeing that brother shared that little mouse or rat or whatever you want to call it inside that cage.
Él habló de esta hamster dentro del aula.
And just going around in circles,
y
not getting nowhere.
Esta rueda.
That's not the church.
Eso a veces la iglesia.
That's not the church.
No es la iglesia, pero.
But what God has showed me.
But lo que Dios me ha mostrado a mí.
Is that we be just be natural.
Tenemos que ser naturales.
You be you. I don't want to be Jaime.
Sea tú mismo.
He's not
no,
as good looking
no,
as I am.
Yo no quiero ser Jaime.
I want to be natural.
Quiero
but in being natural.
Natural,
the supernatural of God
pero,
arises mighty.
Sino natural, la
and I believe that's what God
Dios
is telling me to tell y'all.
Y es
let
que
the
Dios
supernatural
que
of God
decirles.
In you, the Spirit,
que
flow out of you.
Dios quiere mover por su
amen.
Amen. Amen. Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios.
But I really enjoyed meeting you back in September. And I kind of regret we haven't had any time to talk together.
Para mí ha sido lindo conocerte. Cuando conocimos en septiembre, me da pena que no hemos podido tener tiempos para hablar.
But I've been praying for you.
Pero he estado orando por ti.
And I felt like the Lord saying.
Y sentí que el Señor está diciendo.
That it seems to you you've come to a brick wall.
Que te parece que has llegado a una pared de ladrillo.
But the Lord says.
Pero el Señor te dice.
It's the birth canal.
Pero es el canal de nacimiento.
The very one thing that Joel was talking about earlier.
La cosa de Joel, que Joel dijo hace antes.
And it's not just a way getting through that wall.
Y no es un asunto, es como, no es un asunto de traspasar la
pared.
But
it's a launching out.
Pero lanzarse.
Into everything God's got for you in that next phase.
En todo lo que el Señor tiene para la próxima fase.
So Father, we agree together for Bud
right
now.
Entonces, Señor, estamos, pongamos en unidad para nuestro hermano.
We thank you for the faithfulness of this man.
Gracias por la fidelidad de este hombre.
This good man.
Este buen hombre.
Who labors for your kingdom.
Que hace labor por su reino.
And I thank you, Lord.
Y te doy gracias, Señor.
That even this feeling of being against a brick wall.
Que aún ese sentido de estar contra la pared.
Has caused him to humble himself before you.
Le ha causado de humillarse delante de ti.
And instead of falling backwards.
Y en vez de caer hacia atrás.
He's fallen forwards
él
upon
está
you,
cayendo
Lord.
Adelante.
We agree with you right now, Lord.
Y Señor, te vamos de acuerdo
to bring
contigo,
him
Señor.
Through this birth canal.
Que le trae, Señor, a través
to everything you have for him.
En todo, para que entre en todo que
for
tú
the
tienes
sake
para
of
él.
Your kingdom
para,
we pray.
Para tu reino.
Be born again.
Que sea nacer de nuevo.
In ministry.
En ministerio.
In calling,
in llamado,
and in destiny,
in into destino,
in the name of
in
Jesus.
El nombre de Jesús. Amen.
My brother here, I see you with
te veo con
a large bag,
una funda grande,
full of gifts to hand
bolsa
out.
Bolsa grande lleno de regalos.
And those gifts, when you pull a gift out of the bag
y cuando sacas el regalo de la bolsa,
and hand it off,
y entrega otro,
it amazingly ends up in the bag again. And there's
another
one.
Asombrosamente queda aún en la bolsa.
And there's another one to give away
y hay
again.
Otro para regalar.
There is an increase in gifts that you can release to
hay
others.
Hay un aumento en dones que tú puedes dar a otros.
Give them away, give them away.
Regala, regala. Regala, regala.
Ho!
Hallelujah.
Cinco minutos. Nada más, hermanos. El Señor me dijo esto, de todo lo que se ha visto aquí. Dice el Señor:
the Lord says,
enseña a mis ovejas
teach my sheep
a escuchar mi voz,
to hear my voice,
para que cuando yo les hable
so that when,
me puedan entender.
So that they can understand me.
También dijo el Señor:
also the Lord said,
en lo poquito me fuiste fiel.
In the little things you've been faithful.
En lo mucho te pondré.
And I will put you over great things.
Yo voy a levantarte.
Boy, I'm going to lift you up.
Acuérdate que tú me pediste.
Remember that you asked me.
Ir a las naciones.
To go to the nations.
Hoy ha llegado el tiempo.
And now is the time.
Voy a mandar siete arcángeles.
I'm gonna send seven archangels
que te lleven a las naciones.
They will send you the nations.
Yo voy a delegar en tu familia.
And I'm gonna increase your family.
Quien se haga cargo de la iglesia.
To be in charge of the family, in the church.
Dios los bendiga.
Amen. Amen. Gracias, hermano. Vamos a cerrar. Yes. Tenemos que comer. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.